All right, get your Bibles now. Let's open them to the book of Acts, chapter number 13. So sa chapter 13 na tayo ng book of Acts. And this is the missionary church, Antioch Baptist Church, of course, sends out Barnabas and Saul and John on their first missionary journey. And they find themselves in the island of Cyprus, kung saan nanggaling si Barnabas. So, biro mo, yung unang mission field ay yung kinaroroonan ni Barnabas. He's from Cyprus, so they went to Cyprus. Isn't that amazing? So, I'm from the Philippines, and I came back to the Philippines. Yeah. What about that? So then, in Cyprus, the Lord had two cities there that they did some work. And then afterwards, they moved up to a whole new region, the south of Galatia, yung tinatawag na region ng Pamphylia, and there and there is a city there called Paphos, and so they find themselves there. So what we're going to do is we're going to read Acts chapter 13, verse 1 hanggang verse 13. Acts chapter 13, verses 1 to 13. And so if you find it, would you stand to your feet? And we'll do responsive reading. Mauna ako sa verse 1. And then you will have verse 2. Akin ang 3. Sa inyong 4. And so on hanggang maabot natin yung verse 13. Pagdating sa verse 13, sabay-sabay tayo. Alright? Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Let me start out here. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul.
As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them.
And when they had fasted and prayed, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away.
So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus.
And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they also had John to their minister.
And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus,
which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God.
But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith.
Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him,
and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord?
And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand.
Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord.
Now, together? Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga and Pamphylia, and John, parting from them, returned to Jerusalem. Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated.